The Disney Cruise Line has plans for two 10-night cruises from Vancouver to Honolulu, but they won't be getting underway until April 2022. Others in the cruise industry are likely to make a much earlier return to the islands, but in the meantime, a cruise experiment of sorts is underway in Singapore. This week, the Royal Caribbean International's Quantum of the Seas set off on a four-day cruise to nowhere, but plans were disrupted on day three when a passenger became ill and tested positive for COVID-19. The ship immediately returned to Singapore, and the 83-year-old man was taken to the hospital. Singapore's Ministry of Health says the man subsequently tested negative for the virus three times, indicating his first test was a false positive. Two cruise companies are now taking part in a pilot program by the Singapore Tourism Board to help boost the cruise industry with short trips that don't dock at any other port. The ships operate at reduced capacity and with physical distancing. While some cruise ships are in operation in Southeast Asia and parts of Europe, U.S. health officials continue to warn against them. Less than 3 weeks ago, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended all people avoid travel on cruise ships because the risk of COVID-19 on cruise ships is very high. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.